都好。
It is good to be together this morning.
早上非常开心能够与大家再一次聚集在一起。
So the burden on my heart is to talk about this fact that we are betrothed to Christ.
那早上我心中的负担就是要来讲到我们是许配给基督的。
Do we realize that as the Lord's, we are destined to a wedded union?
我们是。是否注意到我们是属乎主的，我们也要与他联合在一起。
But there is great relevance to what that means on how we live today as well.
那这个就关乎到我们今天当如何的生活。
So let's begin by looking at a few scriptures, beginning with a married couple from the Bible in Acts chapter 18.
那我们开始的时候要来读几处的圣经，我们要来看在《使徒行传》第十八章那里记载的一对夫妻。
So we begin in Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 3.
我们开始的时候要来读《使徒行传》十八章第一到第三节。
After these things, he, Paul, left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla.Because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. He came to them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working, for by trade they were tent makers.
这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多，遇见一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉。他生在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人离开罗马，新近带着妻百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。
In the same chapter of Acts 18, down in verse the beginning of verse 18.
我们还要看同一章在十八节的一开始。
Paul, having remained many days longer, took leave of the brethren and put out to sea for Syria, and with him were Priscilla and Aquila.
保罗又住了多日，就辞别了弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去。百基拉、雅居拉和他同去。
And then in verse 19, we see that they went to Ephesus.
那在十九节，我们看到他们是去到了以弗所。
Now if we'll go down to verses 24 to 28.
那我们现在要往下看到二十四到二十八节。
So we'll start with 24 and 25.
我们开始读二十四、二十五。
Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth.An eloquent man came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
And picking up verses 26 to 28. And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to go across to Achaia,The brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he had arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.
我们要接着看二十六到二十八节。他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、雅居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。他想要往雅该亚去，弟兄们就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前极有能力，驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
And if we could turn over to Romans, Romans chapter 16.
那我们现在请翻到罗马书，罗马书十六章。
So Romans 16, we're going to read from verses 3 to the beginning of verse 5.
我们要来读16章第三节到第五节的开头。
Romans 16, 3 to 5. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also, greet the church that is in their house.
问百基拉和雅居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工， 也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们，又问在他们家中的教会安。
Then 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 19.
然后我们要来看哥林多前书十六章第十九节。
So in 1 Corinthians 16:19, Paul writes, "The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house."
在哥林多前书十六章十九节那里，保罗写道：亚细亚的众教会问你们安，亚俱拉和百基拉，并在他们家里的教会因主多多的问你们安。
And then the final mention of this couple in 2 Timothy 4:19.
那在最后有一处提到这一对夫妻是在提摩太后书第四章十九节。
So Paul in his letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:19 he writes, "Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus."
那保罗在提摩太后书那里写道。问百基拉、亚居拉和阿尼瑟福一家的人安。
And then we want to look at a couple more scriptures, beginning in Ephesians 4:1-3.
我们还要再来看几处的圣经。开始的时候，我们要来看以弗所书第四章一到三节。
So Ephesians 4:1-3. "Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called." With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Then in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31-32.
然后我们要来看以弗所书第五章31-32节。
Ephesians 5:31-32. "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church."
以弗所书五章31-32节，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。
And then one more verse is background for our time.
那我们要来最后再读一节的圣经。
Revelation 19:7.
在启示录十九章第七节。
So in Revelation 19:7, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to Him." For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些的祷告。
Lord, we do come before you, and we're so thankful that it is your desire and your heart to reveal yourself.
主，我们要来到你的脚前，我们的心中何等的感恩，因为你这样的愿意把自己启示给我们。
Lord, we acknowledge our need to see you, to hear from you, and to know you.
主，我们实在要说，我们需要能够来听到你，来知道你，来认识你。
We give thanks to you that we are yours.
我们感谢你，因为我们是属你的。
And that you have created us for and are working in us for your glorious purpose.
你创造我们，你在我们里面工作，是为着那一个荣耀的目的。
So, Lord, we ask that you would. By your mercy and grace, speak to us this morning.
所以主，我们愿说早上借着您的恩典和怜悯，向我们再来说话。
And give us ears to hear what is on your heart.
给我们那可听的耳，让我们能够听到在您心头所顾念的事。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
So as I said, my burden is really to consider this aspect of the fact that we are betrothed to Christ.
所以就像刚才提到的，我心中的负担就是要来讲到我们是许配给基督的。
You know, as assembly last year, we actually had several weddings beginning with William and Bernice in February.
那在过去的一年当中，我们当中有很多的婚礼，开始的时候是二月份 Bernice 和 William 他们的婚礼。
So we're getting close to that first anniversary.
那现在好像很快就到他们的这个周年庆。
And whenever we think of a wedding or attend a wedding, you know, our first thought really should be, what is on the Lord's heart?
那每当我们去参加一个婚礼的时候，我们应当所思想的是， 主他的心所顾念的是什么呢？
Because the Lord has a wedding on his heart, and it's the wedding feast of the Lamb.
因为主的心中也有那样一个婚宴，就是羔羊的婚宴。
So a wedding is a joyous occasion, but it's also a reminder of what the Lord's purpose and goal is.
婚礼是何等喜庆的一个场合，但同时也应当提醒我们，神他心中那个荣耀的旨意是什么。
The Lord desires His Son, Jesus Christ, to be the bridegroom joined with us, His church, as His bride.
那神希望他的儿子，那新郎能够与他的心腹，就是他的教会，我们能够联合在一起。
And marriage is the most intimate relationship.
婚姻是那最紧密的关系。
So God, in everything He does, the many little regular aspects of our life every day, is moving towards this goal.
那神在各样的事情，包括我们每一天的生活里边，都是为着向着那个目标而前进。
So even as He speaks a word in our lives, or as He does practical things in our lives, it's with the kingdom in view.
所以不论是他向我们说话，或者在我们生活当中每一件事情上所做的工，都是能够看到那个永远的国，向着那个方向来前进。
An eternal kingdom where the Lord Jesus Christ, united with His bride, the church, rules and reigns forever.
在那个永远的国中，我们的主耶稣基督与他的心腹相联合，能够在那里作王掌权到永远。
I think if we have this perspective every day, it changes perhaps what we think or even how we read the Word of God.
如果我们能够有这样一个想法的话，我想会改变我们每一天对待生活的态度。
You know, the interesting thing about a wedding, when a couple has a wedding planned, every day is full of excitement, anticipation of that coming day.
那你知道关于婚姻有非常有趣的一件事情，就是如果有一对夫妇他们计划要结婚，那每一天预备这个婚礼都是非常的充满期待和激动的。
This is first love. Every day they are looking forward and cannot hardly wait until that day comes.
那这也是那起初的爱，他们每一天都不能够迫不及待的想要来参加婚礼。
Is this how we're living each day in first love with excitement and anticipation of what the Lord's desire and goal is?
那这是不是我们生活实际的光景呢？我们是不是在那个起初的爱里来期许着神他所应许的、他所愿望的那件事呢？
Do we realize that we are betrothed to the Lord?
我们是否意识到我们是许配给基督的呢？
So in considering this thought, I want to look at this married couple in the Bible.
那有这个想法，我愿意来看在圣经上所记载的这一对夫妇。
Aquila and Priscilla's relationship can be seen as a picture of Christ and His church. Their relationship can be seen as a picture of Christ and the church.
那他们的这个关系就能够让我们看到这个基督和教会的这个图画。
And we also see through them the way the church should interact with one another.
我们也借着他们看到，基督的身体该如何的彼此来相交。
Now there's probably many things that we could learn from this couple, but there's three aspects that we want to consider this morning.
也许在这对夫妇身上我们所能学的有很多，但早上我们要主要来看三点。
The first being companionship or oneness.
那第一个就是讲到要彼此陪伴或者是合一。
The second being teachable, which is the work of the cross in our lives.
那第二个就讲到要有一颗受教的心，就是十字架如何在我们的生活的里边来做工。
And the third is this aspect of being body conscious or seeing the importance of the fact that the bride is a corporate body.
那第三个就是讲到说要对身体有一个概念，就是看到这个身体是一个团体的教会。
So this represents Christ, the cross, and His church.
那这就代表了基督、十字架和他的教会。
So first, let's consider this aspect of companionship or being companions.
让我们先来看这个合一和这个陪伴。
Now, before I lose a large number of the crowd, this is not just for those that are married.
那在我失去在座这些单身的兴趣之前
，This is for all of us.
那这篇信息是针对我们每一个人。
Part of our spiritual responsibility, which I know was the topic for the workshops at the youth retreat, but part of that spiritual responsibility is for us to be spiritual companions to one another.
那在这个过去的冬令会当中，我们讲到这个属灵的陪伴是当中的主题之一。那我们作为基督徒，我们的一个责任就是要做彼此的属灵的陪伴。
And the Lord's desire is that married couples are spiritual companions to one another.
那神所希望的就是作为结婚的夫妇，他们能够做彼此属灵上的伴侣。
And they are to be a picture and a testimony of Christ and His church.
那并且他们如此显现出来，就是在基督和教会这样关系的一个见证和图画。
But the same principle is true for all of us as brothers and sisters, and we're to be spiritual companions with one another.
那这个原则对每一位弟兄姐妹也都是适用的，就是我们要做彼此的属灵上的同伴。
Learning to come alongside one another, walking together, praying together, encouraging one another.
我们愿意来彼此相交，彼此同行，一同的祷告，彼此鼓励。
We know that where two or three are gathered together in His name, then He is there in their midst.
因为我们知道，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有主在他们中间。
So Aquila and Priscilla, they exhibited this relationship in their journey on earth.
所以亚居拉和百基拉他们在地上的这个行程就见证出了这一点。
We do not know a whole lot about their background.
我们并不知道他们很多的背景。
But we are first introduced to them in the book of Acts there when Paul comes to them in Corinth.
那我们最开始读到他们就是保罗在哥林多那里遇到他们。
In that verse, we originally see that Aquila was from the area of Pontus, which was over in modern-day northern Turkey.
那我们开始读到说亚居拉他是在本都，那在现代的话，这个就是在土耳其的北边。
We also see that at some point they traveled 1,300 miles and across the Mediterranean Sea, and they were living in Rome.
那我们也读到后来他们就向西走了1300多英里，经过了地中海，他们搬到了罗马。
And then they had to flee Rome to Corinth.When all the Jews were expelled from Rome.
那后来的话呢，因为格老丢就让犹太人离开罗马，所以他们就又来到了哥林多。
They'd experienced persecution. They were what the world would call refugees.
他们好像受过很多的逼迫，他们是这个世人所称为的这些难民。
But they were in fact sojourners.
然而他们是在这地上做寄居的。
Moving from place to place in this earthly journey, but always moving towards their heavenly destination.
在属地的这个上面，他们是从一处搬到一处，然而在从属灵的角度来说，他们却一直是往属天的国度来搬。
And they were on this journey together, they were one.
他们是一同走在这个道路上，他们是那合一的。
Now this couple is only mentioned six times in the Bible, and we read all six occurrences.
那这对夫妻在圣经上一共只被提到过六次，我们刚才全都读过了。
It's only a few verses.
那只有几处的圣经。
But we see even in those few verses, there was no separating Aquila and Priscilla.
但在我们所读到的这几处圣经当中，我们却能够发现亚居拉和百基拉两人总是放到一起被提到。
They are always and only mentioned together.
每当提到他们，总是摆在一起。
One important thing we see from that is they were inseparable.
所以我们在这当中看到非常的重要的一点，就是他们是不可分开的。
And what they represented, what it reminded me of was this phrase, and this phrase, I think Stella shared it in the youth retreat, and I've heard Brother Kong use it before, and that was equality in life, but diversity in function.
那他们就让我想到了这样一个短语，在生命上平等，在功用上不同。
So equality in life,But diversity in function.
在生命上平等，但在功用上却不同。
To be spiritual companions, we need to see that we are all equally of the same importance.
那我们如果要做属灵的伴侣，我们应当看到我们都是同样的重要。
We're all in fact sinners saved by grace.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Our brother Kevin spoke of this a couple of weeks ago.
那几周之前，凯文弟兄、广仁弟兄为我们提到这一点。
And what we see with Aquila and Priscilla is when they're mentioned of the six times, two times Aquila is mentioned first.
那我们看到百基拉和亚居拉，他们在这六次被提到的当中，有两次百基拉被摆在前边。
Four times Priscilla is mentioned first.
有四次亚居拉被摆在前边。
Now, if you use the King James version, you might be confused because in Acts 18, they switch them at one time, and it's three and three.
如果你读的是钦定本的话呢，你可能会感到疑惑，因为在《使徒行传》十八章当中，他们俩的名字次序颠倒了一下，所以两人各被摆在前边三次。
But what is the significance?
但这到底有什么重要呢？
So when we look at Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 11, 11 to 12, we see that however, and I think this is a principle Aquila and Priscilla understood and showed us.
那如果我们读到保罗在哥林多前书当中讲到的那里，那里会给我们这样一个原则。
However, in the Lord, neither is woman independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as the woman originates from the man, so also the man has his birth from the woman. And all things originate from God.
然而照主的安排，女也不是无男，男也不是无女，因为女人原是由男人而出，男人也是由女人而出，但万有都是出乎神。
So God has made man and God has made woman, and collectively, he made us to be human.
那神造了男人，神也造了女人，我们在一起，神造了人。
And the fullness of his heart is only expressed with both man and woman.
神他心中的那个丰满只有借着男人和女人才能够彰显出来。
The Lord may have given us different functions. Even in the body of Christ at times we have different functions.
神也许给我们个人来尽不同的功用，也许在教会里边男人和女人所起的功用也不同。
But that does not mean that one person or one gender has more importance than the other.
但这不是说一个人或一个性别比另外一人或另外一个性别更重要。
Now, the Lord has given us different functions as far as testimony to him.
那就着我们向着神的见证来说，神给我们个人来有不同的功用。
God has given man the responsibility to testify of God's authority.
那神让男人能够来见证神有那主权。
Over his church.
是这个主权是在他的教会之上的。
And he's given the woman the responsibility and the privilege to testify of the church submission to Christ.
同样，他跟女人有这样的一个特权，能够来见证教会是顺服于基督的。
The church collectively being man and woman.
我们这里讲到的教会呢，是包含男人也包含女人的。
So this does not translate to an earthly dominance of man or woman over each other.
所以这个不能够被理解为说在地上男人或女人比哪一个更有优势。
And the same is true as we look at the body of Christ and brothers and sisters.
所以当我们来看到教会看弟兄和姐妹的时候，这个原则也是一样的。
Each one of us is of equal importance in the body of Christ.
在基督的身体的里面，男人和女人每一个人都是同等的重要。
And we need one another, and we need one another to fully grow to maturity for the bride to be made ready.
我们需要彼此，并且我们需要每一个人都能够长大成熟，好叫这个心腹能够预备整齐。
I greatly appreciate how we see this unity in Aquila and Priscilla and everything that they do, it's as one.
那我就在亚基拉和百居拉身上看到这样一个合一，他们所做的每一件事情都好像是一个人一样。
They always move together.
他们总是一致的行动。
You know, when the Lord joins two together as one, he means them to be one.
当神把两人配合在一起的时候，他希望二人能够成为一人。
Not each one half acting independently, but one.
不是说每一个人都照着自己的意愿而行，而是二人成为一人。
And as we reflect on the fact that we're betrothed to Christ, then his desire is that we move together with him as one.
所以当我们来思想我们是许配给基督这个意念的时候，他所盼望的是我们能够与他来一致行动。
And we're called to be built together as his church, to be his bride and united with him as one.
我们被呼召是能够被建造成为他的教会，与他能够合一。
I think this is absolutely marvelous that the Lord doesn't want to do anything on earth without us moving with him.
我实在觉得这是一个非常让我感到惊讶的想法，就是神在地上不愿做任何事，如果我们不愿与他一同而行。
And his desire is that we move in perfect union with him.
他所希望的是我们在每一个行动上都与他能够完全一致。
And he also doesn't want us to make a move without him.
他也同样希望我们在行动之前，我们在行动之时，要等候他的允许，来与他相合。
This is really a tremendous protection and covering if we learn to abide in Christ daily.
如果我们能够每一天学会住在基督里，这对我们来说是一个非常大的保护。
Now from Aquila and Priscilla, we see this abiding, and we see that it represents a sharing of all things. They have no secrets from one another.
在亚基拉和百居拉上，我们就看到这样一个合一，他们之间是没有任何的秘密。
And to enjoy being together.
他们非常的享受与彼此相助在一起的这个经历。
Is this our testimony in our marriages and in our families?
这在我们的婚姻、我们的家庭当中，能不能够成为一个真实的见证呢？
Do our children, do our relatives see two moving together as one?
我们的家人、孩子们看到夫妻二人是能够一致行动吗？
True companions consulting one another on everything.
是不是在每一件事情上都来彼此询问，做彼此真实的伴侣呢？
Praying together and holding each other accountable before the Lord.
能够一同的祷告，并且让对方能够在主面前为自己所做的来真实负责呢？
Now, if you've been married any time at all, you know that's absolutely impossible.
如果你结过婚的话，你知道刚才所提到的这些是根本不可能的。
Unless you have the life of Christ.
除非在你们的里边有基督的生命。
And that's exactly what he's made provision for, and that's exactly what he's called us to be together prepared as his bride.
那这就是主为什么要召我们能够来预备整齐做他的心腹。
And we also see Aquila and Priscilla are not just spiritual companions with one another.
并且我们也看到百基拉和亚居拉，他们不仅是彼此的属灵伴侣。
But they're also spiritual companions with the Apostle Paul.
他们也同样是使徒保罗的属灵伴侣。
You know, the Lord is always adding. One plus one plus one, but it equals one.
那神好像总是把一个一个一个加在一起，但同时呢，这三个在一起仍是一。
So in Acts 18:3, we see they're all together, and they are all of, quote, the same trade, tent makers.
那在《使徒行传》十八章当中，我们看到提到他们三个人都是同业的，他们是支帐篷的。
And it appears they came together because they were all three tent makers.
好像他们这样聚在一起，是因为他们是都是支帐篷的。
But the interesting thing is, we don't just see them working together; we see them living together.
但我们看到更有趣的，他们好像不是只是在那里一起做工，他们是在一起生活。
And tent making is not the focus of what they're about.
支帐篷并不是他们的这个中心。
We see that in Romans 5:3, Paul even refers to Priscilla and Aquila as his fellow workers in Christ.
我们也看到在罗马书那里讲到，保罗提到百基拉和亚居拉的时候说，他们在基督耶稣里是与我同工的。
The focus of their time together is the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart.
当他们在一起的时候，所注重的是主耶稣基督，并他心所顾念的。
The true occupation that they have is serving the purpose of God in their generation.
他们所有的真实的职业是能够在他们那一个世代来侍奉主耶稣。
They are the Lord's.
他们是属主的。
So I was in Richmond, Virginia last weekend with a number of saints from around the country.
在过去的周末，我与从这个国家来的不同的弟兄姐妹一同聚集在 Virginia, Richmond.
And I saw our brother Kenny Pittman.
那我就看到了 Kenny Pittman 弟兄。
Many of you know Kenny.
我想大家可能很多人知道 Kenny 弟兄。
So Kenny and I are of the same trade. We are both civil engineers with structural expertise.
Kenny 弟兄和我们有同样的职业，我们都是土木工程师，我们都特别注重在结构这一方面。
And it does give us a natural bond, and we seem to get excited when we get together or when we have an opportunity to call and fellowship.
那这让我们之间自然就产生了一些联系啊，我们好像非常的兴奋，能够常常来通电话。
And we recognize and mention at times that we're of the same trade, but when I reflect upon it, it's interesting that less than 5% of our conversation is about our structural engineering.
那我们也都意识到我们是有同样的职业，但是当我来回想我们之间交通的时候，我很惊讶地发现，大概只有5%的时间我们会提到土木工程。
Our conversations are about the Lord and the Lord's people.
我们的对话就是讲到神，讲到主，讲到主他的儿女。
And Kenny loves to share where he's been ministering and what he's seen and what he's interacting with the saints on.
那 Kenny 弟兄他常常会讲到说他最近在哪里服侍，他看到主在他的儿女当中有怎样的工作。
And what the Lord is doing to gather his people and build the church in these days.
那神在现在这个时代如何的能够把他的子民聚集在一起来建造他的教会。
We get this picture with Aquila and Priscilla and Paul.
我们好像就在这里看到了百基拉、亚居拉和保罗在一起的这个画面。
That as they're in fellowship, or as they're working together, even they're in fellowship constantly and sharing about the Lord.
他们虽然在一起来工作，但同时他们也在一起不断的来交通主耶稣，交通基督。
So, for instance, when Paul gets ready to write his first letter to the Corinthians, I think he shared his burden with Aquila and Priscilla.
那举个例子来说，我想当保罗要写哥林多前书的时候，他应该把自己心中的负担来交通给百基拉和亚居拉。
He probably told them how his heart was heavy and he had concerns about their condition.
也许他告诉这对夫妻，他为着哥林多人心中这样的来担忧，为着他们的光景。
And Aquila and Priscilla had been in Corinth. They shared this burden that Paul had.
那因为百基拉和亚居拉他们曾在哥林多，所以他们能够来分享保罗心中的这个负担。
And then we see at the end of Corinthians that Paul writes, Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord.
我们也看到在哥林多前书最后的时候，保罗写到亚居拉和百基拉因主多多的问你们安。
The Corinthians knew Aquila and Priscilla.
哥林多人他们认识百基拉和亚居拉。
You start to see a little bit of transparency as, well, they know our condition and we know who they are.
所以你在这看里，他们可能会觉着，我们认识他们，他们知道我们现在的光景。
You know, to be spiritual companions, we need to learn to be transparent with one another.
如果我们要来做属灵上的伴侣，我们需要对彼此坦诚。
And for the Corinthians to know that this couple understood the condition they were in and had been fellowshipping with Paul would give them some accountability.
那如果这个哥林多人他们知道百基拉和亚居拉知道他们的光景，并且他们与保罗在一起为此而交通的话，我想会让他们有更多的责任感。
And it would even reinforce and testimony some of the truths that Paul had written to them.
也能够让他们更多的来思想保罗所告诉他们的一些真理。
We see that Aquila, Priscilla, and Paul were all living examples to the Corinthians of what Paul would later write in Ephesians 4:1-3.
那我们也看到保罗、亚基拉、百基拉，他们对哥林多人来说，好像就是那个活的例子。我们也看到后来保罗在以弗所书当中写道
：“We read this earlier, Ephesians 4:1-3. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.”Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这段我们刚才读到过，讲到保罗说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。”
So how do we come into this character of Christ? Humility, gentleness, patience, love.
我们究竟如何才能够来得着基督这样的性情呢？这里讲到有谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心。
Diligent to preserve the unity and the bond of peace.
要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Well, the Lord transforms us as we remain teachable.
若我们能够有一颗受教的心，神就能够来改变我们。
As those that are betrothed to Christ, we need to remain teachable and let His work.Be performed in our lives.
作为被许配给基督的，我们当保有一颗受教的心，让他能够在我们的生命的里面来工作。
So what is teachable? It's to be open to learn.
什么是受教呢？就是说有一颗敞开的心，愿意来学习。
To realize there's always more to learn, more to understand.
能够意识到有更多是我们可以所学所明白的。
More of the reality of Christ's life to come into.
有更多。基督生命的实际是我们可以进入到其中的。
So being teachable is being open to always receive correction, instruction, but always with the goal of what's on the Lord's heart, what's His desire.
我们应当有这样一个目的，常常的来思想，究竟在神的心意当中，他所顾念的是什么，这样能够让我们来接受别人的指教。
To know we've not arrived, but we want to seek what the ultimate destination the Lord has for us.
知道我们没有到达那里，让我们去寻求神他终究的那个心意到底是什么。
And understanding that I am the Lord's.
也知道我们是属乎神的。
And then we praise the Lord that His Holy Spirit is working each and every day.
我们感谢神
to teach us, to train us.
我们感谢神，因为他的圣灵每一日来教导我们，来改变我们。
to perfect us and to build us together as his bride.
能够让我们得以完全，能够被建造成为他的心腹。
May we see there is always more for us to experience of the Lord and to enter into.
愿我们看到能够有这样更多的机会，让我们来进入到神更加的丰满的里面。
It's not more that's complicated and confusing and more that we've got to figure out.
不是说这些东西是更加的复杂，更加的让人困惑，好像让我们要绞尽脑汁才能够明白。
But rather more and more seeing how simple the Christian life is when we surrender to the power of this life that he has put within us.
而是说让我们能够真正顺从他所摆在我们里面的生命，来看到基督的生活是何等的简单纯粹。
So in this short story in Acts 18:24-28, we see the significance and we see the power of being teachable.
所以在《使徒行传》18:24-28那个故事里面，我们看到有一颗受教的心是何等的重要。
And it tells us something about Aquila and Priscilla and their interaction with the brothers and sisters.
在那里讲到百基拉、亚居拉他们与弟兄姐妹之间的这样一个交往的故事。
The key is that we all remain teachable, and it's critical for us to grow up into maturity as His bride.
那关键就是那里讲到有一颗受教的心，在我们能够被长成成为他的心腹这件事情上是何等的关键。
So the scripture said Aquila and Priscilla took Apollos aside to explain to him the way of God more accurately.
那圣经那里记载到百基拉、亚居拉就把亚波罗接过来，然后将神的道给他讲解的更加详细。
And what a conversation it must have been, because we know it had a glorious result.
那我就想这样的一个交通是何等的美好，因为我们看到后来它带来一个何等荣耀的结果。
It could not have been a confrontation. It could not have been Aquila and Priscilla coming to Apollos and saying, "You're wrong."
我想这一定不是一个百基拉、亚居拉过来告诉亚波罗说你错了。
There had to be a different spirit and nature of this conversation, and then Apollos had to be humble to receive what this word was that was spoken.
那我想他们所交通的那个光景、那个情境一定是完全的不一样。我也同时看到亚波罗他一定有那一个谦卑的心能够来接受百基拉、亚居拉所告诉他的。
And the result that we see is that Apollos was strengthened and he went on to greatly encourage and build up the church.
那我们看到那个结果就是亚波罗他就得着了力量，并且得着了鼓励，他就更多的去祝福教会。
Now this has to begin with Aquila and Priscilla first being teachable.
那这件事情的开始是要亚基拉和百居拉他们是有一颗受教的心。
Before we can positively influence others, we must first be teachable.
因为若我们想要在影响别人以先，我们自己应当是那受教的。
And we see this couple, they're constantly exercising even what we see in Acts 2:42. They're gathering together in fellowship and constantly about the apostles' teaching.
那我们就看到这对夫妻他们是一直在实际的操练，在《使徒行传》第二章那里讲到说他们是就是讲到圣徒们如何的聚集，他们是彼此交接，能够来擘饼祈祷。
The church is gathering together in their home, they're breaking bread and praying together.
那教会就在那里在家中聚集，来彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
And we see they're constantly seeking out fellowship and always found with the saints.
我们看到他们一直的好像在交通的里面常常与圣徒聚集在一起。
In this story, they're in God's house and they're listening to the word of God being preached.
那刚才我们读到的这个故事，他们就是在一个家庭里在聚会，在那里来听神的话。
And Apollos, it says, was an eloquent man.
那在那里记载亚波罗他是非常的有口才。
Not like your ones ministering today.
不像今天这个在讲信息的。
Says he was mighty and powerful in the scriptures.
讲到他非常的熟悉圣经。
And he was also speaking and teaching accurately the things that he was talking about.
并且就着他所讲的，亚波罗所讲的也是非常的准确。
But there was a problem.
但他却有一个问题。
And that was he only knew of the baptism of John.
就是他只晓得约翰的洗礼。
So John himself proclaims in Matthew 3:11, "As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire."
但约翰在马太福音第三章那里自己讲到说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Repentance is very important, and there's that restoration, but there's also more that we need to come into.
悔改是非常重要的，但我们有更多需要知道的。
And when we believe the Holy Spirit comes to live within us,
我们相信圣灵来住在我们里边。
And the Holy Spirit brings in new life, resurrection life.
那圣灵要把那复活的生命带进来。
We no longer have to live by our old life. We have this new life which is necessary to overcome sin and self and the things that burden us.
我们不需要再活在那个老的生命里面，我们里边有这样一个新的生命，靠着它，我们能够来胜过罪和死亡。
The Holy Spirit gives that power to walk worthy.Of the calling.
那圣灵也给我们力量，让我们能够来有配于我们的呼召。
So Aquila and Priscilla came alongside Apollos and they shared this more excellent way.
所以百基拉和亚居拉他们就把亚波罗叫过来，告诉他这个更美好的生命。
And they shared it in a manner that was had to be humble itself and in a manner that Apollos heard and received.
我想他们在交通的时候一定是非常的谦卑，因为让亚波罗他能够很好的来接受这个交通。
You get the sense that they amened what he was saying, and they said, "But guess what? There's so much more as well. Let us share that with you."
嗯，好像你感受到他们在对亚波罗说：“我们阿们，你刚才所交通的，但是你知道吗？还有更多其他的。”
You know, it took a certain amount of courage for Aquila and Priscilla even to come to our brother. This was a man that was mighty in the scriptures.
我想亚基拉和百基拉这对夫妻他们需要有很大的勇气才能够去跟亚波罗交通，因为圣经上记载这位弟兄他是非常的有口才。
But they were willing to come and share with him in a humble and loving way, and Apollos himself was teachable.
但他们却愿意与这样一位弟兄交通，并且我们看到亚波罗他自己也同样有一个谦卑的心。
He did not just come and defend what he knew.
他没有在那里为着自己所知道的在这里来好像要来抗争。
He did not refuse to hear what was being shared.
他也没有拒绝听到亚波罗百居拉和亚基拉所讲到的。
And as Aquila and Priscilla shared, it opened up his eyes and his heart to what was on what the Lord desired.
而这对夫妻所讲的却开了他的眼睛，让他能够看到神的心意在什么地方。
It wasn't just additional knowledge; he saw the life of Christ coming through our brother and sister.
这对他来说不是说有更多的知识，而是能够看到神的生命从我们这对弟兄姐妹身上活出来。
It reminded me of this principle that Paul writes about in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
这让我想到保罗在哥林多后书第三章五到六节那里所讲到的这样的原则。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves,But our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着自己，乃是凭着经意，因为那自己是叫人死。经意是叫人活。
You know, when we come together, like on Friday nights, we do not have to try and expound every single principle that we think is in a chapter.
你知道，当我们周五晚上来查经聚会的时候，我们并不需要把我们所读的那一章经节当中每一个属灵的原则，我们所认识的都详细的解释清楚。
There's probably many things that we don't know, we don't know.
也许有些事情我们不知道，就是不知道。
But we do need to come together and know the living God.
但我们聚集在一起是要来认识那一位活的神。
We need to ask the Lord to reveal himself and to show us something about himself that will not only edify us but will edify the brothers and sisters.
我们需要来求神能够把他自己启示出来，让他所启示出来的生命不仅建造我们，也能够来建造弟兄姐妹。
Have we shared or testified of the Lord and has it blessed the brothers and sisters?
我们是否有分享过一些事情、一些见证，能够来激励弟兄姐妹呢
？You know, this was the very thing that actually broke me when I was saved in 1985.
事实上，当我在1985年得救的时候，正是弟兄姐妹们那样的分享，来彻底的破碎击倒了我。
I had a background in some doctrinal principles.
那当时我有一些关于教导、关于原则上的这个背景。
But I did not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't even realize that the Lord Jesus wanted a relationship.
那当时我与主耶稣并没有任何的关系，我甚至都不知道主耶稣愿意与我们有这样一个联系。
So I knew some things about Jesus, but I had no idea about this direct, intimate, personal relationship he desired.
所以我听到过关于耶稣的事情，但我却不知道耶稣愿意与你我每一个人都有那样直接的个人的关系。
And I did not understand that he wanted to fill me with his Holy Spirit.
我也不知道他盼望他的灵能够充满我。
Now I felt there was an emptiness in my heart, so there was a searching.
那我当时心中有空虚的感觉，所以我也在寻求。
And then one day I was with a group of believers who were sharing and testifying of what the Lord was doing in their lives.
所以有一次我就与一群弟兄姐妹在一起聚会，他们在分享神在他们的生活当中做了什么事。
And a half a dozen people shared, but I distinctly remember two of those sharings.
有很多的人分享，但我特别的记得有两个分享。
One from a sister and one from a brother.
有一个是一个弟兄，有一个分享来自一个姐妹。
And what came out as they spoke and testified was you could see the life of Christ flowing out.
当他们分享的时候，你实在能够感受到神的生命涌流出来。
You could see the reality of Christ and their understanding and their walking with Him.
你能够看到那个生命的实际，你看到他们在那里与神同行。
And the words that they spoke pierced my heart.
他们所分享的话刺穿了我的心。
So later as I drove home, I actually had an incident that would have traditionally upset me very much.
那其实在当晚我开车回家的时候发生了一件事情，照着过往来说应该让我里面非常的气愤。
But instead, it was very interesting. I felt this peace come over my heart.
然而奇妙的是，当晚我所感受到的是有一个奇妙的平安。
And the Lord opened my eyes to see Jesus and to receive Him as Lord of my life.
神就开了我的眼睛，让我接受他做我生命的救主。
And to see that He's working out all things together for His good.
能够看到他让万事互相效力。
So we see in this story that Apollos was actually able to go forth again, strengthened, and to further bless the saints in Christ Jesus.
就好像我们看到在刚才的故事里，亚波罗后来他就能够更加的得着了力量，受到鼓励之后去祝福更多在基督耶稣里的教会。
As those betrothed to Christ, we need to realize that we are part of a great body of believers.
作为许配给基督的，我们应当意识到我们是这个大的身体的一部分。
So the final aspect we'd like to consider this morning is the fact that this bride is a corporate body.
那最后我们要来分享的第三点就是这个心腹是一个团体的身体。
So it's interesting in these few verses how many places we see Aquila and Priscilla at.
那很有意思的是，我们就看到在圣经当中有这样的几处都提到百基拉和亚居拉他们所在的地方。
We see them from Rome to Corinth to Ephesus and then back to Rome and back in Corinth again and there are in lots of different places.
好像他们提到他们在罗马、在哥林多、在以弗所，又回到了罗马，他们在很多不同的地方。
But wherever they are, we see them gathering with the saints.
但无论他们在哪里，我们都看到他们是与圣徒们聚集在一起。
And it's constantly mentioned that they're with the church.
常常提到他们是与教会同在。
Constantly seeking fellowship and encouraging and refreshing the saints.
常常也记载他们能够在那里鼓励圣徒彼此的来相聚。
Living out what we see Paul even write in Ephesians 4:12-13.
就好像他们就活出了保罗在以弗所书四章十二节那里所记载的实际。
Everything they were doing was for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
他们所做的是为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
This is the bride being made ready.
这个就是那个预备整齐的心腹。
Brothers and sisters joined together as one bride with one bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹合在一起，能够成为那个新妇，与我们的主耶稣基督那个新郎联合。
We need to see the importance and how much we need one another.
我们应当看到我们何等的需要彼此，这件事有多么的重要。
And how we need one another to grow up to be a mature man in Christ.
并且我们也需要彼此都能够来长成。长大
a work that the Lord Jesus does, so we don't need to grow each other up.
那这个工作是主耶稣基督的工作，不是说我们要彼此催促对方。
But we need to be encouraging and coming alongside and together growing up in the Lord.
但我们需要一同的来彼此鼓励，能够在基督里一同成长。
Being built together as His church for that bride to be made ready.
能够一同被建造，成为那个教会，来等候我们的新郎。
We do praise the Lord that there are some families among us that desire and constantly are looking to gather together.
我们感谢神，在我们当中有一些家庭，他们一直盼望并且在一起来聚集。
Not just on Friday and Sunday, but coming together in their homes or coming together in various places as brothers and sisters and as families.
不是说只是在周五晚上或周天，平时作为家庭，我们也看到有弟兄姐妹相聚在一起。
And not coming together just socially, but coming together to share Christ with one another and live out Christ with one another.
不是说在一起好像只是为了聚会，并且看到他们在一起聚会的时候能够交通基督，把那个生命真实的活出来。
And bringing their children to that atmosphere that is Christ-centered, that is seeing it is natural to be with the brothers and sisters.
并且我们看到孩子们也在这样的聚会当中，让他们看到有这样的一个氛围是以基督为中心的。让他们也能够来在基督的身体里来彼此相交。
Where we experience the Lord in our midst, even if it's around a sporting event or a children's activity.
当我们能够在各样的聚会当中来经历主耶稣的同在，无论这是一个好像体育运动的聚集，甚至是孩子们这个聚集，孩子们的聚集。
Now gathering together and spending a lot of time together can be very exposing.
那花很多的时间来彼此聚集的话，其实让我们把自己就完全的敞开。
And it takes a humble and a teachable heart.
这就需要我们有一个谦卑受教的心。
It takes a recognition that we are the Lord's.
也需要我们看到我们是属于主的。
And it's a place where others' needs are prioritized over our own needs.
并且在这样的聚会当中，其他弟兄姐妹他们的需要比我们的更重要。
We see this in Aquila and Priscilla's life.
我们也在百基拉和亚居拉他们的生活当中看到这样的见证。
Where they prioritized others over themselves.
就是他们把别人的需要摆得比自己更优先。
In Romans 16:3-4, Paul writes, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles."
就好像我们在罗马书十六章那里看到保罗说，问百基拉和亚居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外，不但我感谢他们，就是万邦的众教会也感谢他们。
So we see Aquila and Priscilla not only ministering the life of Christ to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
所以我们看到百基拉和亚居拉，他们不仅服侍犹太人，并且他们也服侍外邦人。
Recognizing that until we all come together and mature in Christ, the bride is not made ready.
他们看到，若不是我们众人能够一同的来预备整齐，那这个新妇没有办法预备好。
You know, to be betrothed to the Lord. is to love what the Lord loves.
我们许配给基督，要爱基督所爱的。
And to love who the Lord loves.
就是爱基督所爱的。
And the Lord loves His church.
基督爱他的教会。
He loves us even when we're not very lovely.
他爱我们，即便我们并不可爱。
And the life of Christ in us will love the brethren.
在我们里面，基督的生命让我们能够来爱彼此。
You know, Aquila and Priscilla were in love with Jesus, and that love then flowed out to the brothers and the sisters.
亚基拉和百居拉，他们是基督的爱人，他们向着基督的爱涌流出来，就能够让周围的弟兄姐妹得着建造。
As I reflected upon that, it reminded me of what John wrote in chapter 15, verses 12 to 14.
那刚才所交通的就让我想到了约翰福音十五章那里所写到的。
This is my commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down for his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
It may cost us to embrace the saints.
也许让我们能够来拥抱彼此，拥抱圣徒，要付上代价。
It can be very costly when we are transparent with one another.
特别如果我们要把自己完全的敞开的话，也许要付上很大的代价。
It will at least cost you having to lay down your own will.
至少你要放下自己的意愿。
But the payoff is absolutely great.
但我们所得到的回报却是极大的。
The payoff is the bride being made ready and us arriving at that glorious wedding day.
那这个回报就是当那一个婚礼日那一天，新妇能够预备整齐。
We need to ask the Lord to show us the preciousness of His body in the saints.
我们需要神启示给我们，让我们看到他的教会，他的身体有何等的宝贵。
And of His desire and how we need to surrender so He can build us together.
这是他所愿的，所以我们能够降服下来，让他能够来建造我们彼此。
We need to ask the Lord to show us how can we be diligent in preserving the unity and the bond of peace.
我们需要神启示给我们，我们如何能够来竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It is such beauty when you see the body of Christ just a living organism responding to the Lord's working and leading.
如果我们能够看到基督的身体作为一个活的身体向着他的旨意有回应的时候，这是何等的美好。
When we gather together and we see the priesthood of all believers lived out.
如果我们聚集在一起的时候能够看到彼此作为祭司在这里来进功用。
You know, sometimes in a large gathering it can be easy to just depend on others.
有的时候在一个大的聚集里面很容易让我们好像就依靠别人。
Or if we're shy, we might become spectators.
如果我们比较害羞的话，也许我们只是在那里做一个旁观者。
But we want to encourage one another. The Lord's desire is every one of us are a priest unto Him, encouraging one another and making the bride ready.
但我们愿鼓励彼此，我们每一个人都是祭司，能够来进功用，来预备整齐，成为他的心腹。
We need to encourage and provide opportunity for all, young and old, to be functioning members in the body of Christ.
我们应当彼此鼓励，让不仅是年幼的、年老的，每一个人都有这样的机会，在教会、在身体里来进功用。
Each one of us is the Lord's, and we are together betrothed to Christ.
我们每一个人都是属乎主的，我们在一起被许配给基督。
So this morning there's a few brothers and sisters I know in our midst that are getting ready to go back to college in places outside of Houston.
那早上我知道在我们当中有一些年轻人，他们可能很快就要回到自己的学校里去上学。
And I want to encourage you to be with the saints wherever the Lord has you.
我愿鼓励你在你所在的地方能够与圣徒们在一起聚会。
Find others like-minded to share with, to fellowship with, to worship with.
能够找到与你意念相同的，在一起聚会，在一起交通，在一起祷告。
And find a place where you can exercise your priesthood.
也找到一个地方让你能够来操练祭司的职分。
Do not let the enemy isolate you.
不要让仇敌孤立你。
Last year I was very blessed to take one weekend and make a trip up to College Station.
那去年的时候我非常蒙福能够去到 College Station 有一个旅行。
Where a few brothers and sisters at that time were meeting in a dorm room.
当时有几位弟兄姐妹我们就在一个宿舍里聚会。
But they were willing to gather and to pray and to come and worship and encourage the Lord, or encourage one another in worshiping the Lord together.
他们就愿意能够来到那个宿舍里一同的聚会一同的祷告一同的分享彼此的鼓励
in singing songs and returning love back unto the Lord
能够一同的唱诗把爱来献给神
A few recognizing the importance of us coming together corporately and being built together.
当时在那里的几位弟兄姐妹就意识到能够这样的聚会来彼此建造是何等的重要。
So I encourage them to press on.
所以我鼓励这几位弟兄姐妹能够继续下去。
And all of us to continue to press on and be looking for those opportunities for the Lord to be doing His building work in this coming year.
并且能够鼓励我们每一个人都向着这样的一个方向来奔跑，让神能够在我们里面来不断的工作。
The Lord is coming soon.
主就快回来了。
We don't know exactly when.
我们不知道具体那是何时。
But we do know today we are one day closer to that wedding feast.
但我们知道今日我们离那婚宴又近了一日。
And do we walk each day realizing that we are those betrothed to Christ?
我们生活行走的每一天是否意识到自己是许配给基督的？
Living each day with that excitement and that anticipation of this wedding that He desires to bring us to.
在每一天的生活的里面，我们是否向着那个婚宴有一个期盼，有一个激动的心情呢？
So like Aquila and Priscilla, are we companions with Christ?
我们是否像亚基拉和百居拉一样，是与基督来为同伴的呢？
And are we spiritual companions with one another?
我们是否也是彼此属灵上的伴侣呢？
Do we have a teachable heart seeking to enter into the fullness of what the Lord desires?
我们是否有一颗受教的心，愿意进入到基督心中的丰满呢？
And are we corporate minded?
我们是否有一个团体的意念？
Willing to risk our own necks and lay down our own will.
愿摆上我们自己的景象，来放下我们自己的意愿。
For the life of Christ to be manifested and for the bride to be made ready.
为要基督的旨意能够彰显，为让这个心腹能够预备正气。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank and praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you that you have made us for a glorious purpose, for your purpose.
主，我们感谢你，你创造我们是为着一个荣耀的旨意，是你自己的心意。
And you have redeemed us for that purpose.
你也为着这个心意买赎了我们。
And we thank you for your faithfulness in working in our lives, moment by moment, day by day, unto the fulfillment of your purpose.
我们感谢你，你信实的在我们生命的每时每刻都这样的来为着你的目的而工作。
Lord, may we be those that realize each day that there is your purpose that you desire.
愿我们在生活的每一天能够意识到你自己有一个心意。
That we are yours and that we are destined to be your bride.
我们是属乎你的，并且我们要成为你的心腹。
Lord, may we be those surrendered to you, allowing your spirit to do that work in our lives each day.
主，愿我们在生活的每一天能够愿意来把自己顺服在你的旨意的当中，愿你在我们里面来工作。
Lord, that you would have a people that you could build together and testify of Christ and His church.
好叫你得着一般子民，你能够来建造他们，让他们能够来彰显基督。
Lord, it is our desire to be that testimony, and we just commit ourselves into your faithful hands.
主，我们愿把自己再交在您信实的手中，我们愿成为你的见证。
And Lord, may you continue and finish that work that you have begun.
愿你继续成就你所开始的这个善功。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.